The switch is on to Morabito, your locally owned energy leader. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time to switch to Morabito. For four generations, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil, propane, natural gas, even kerosene and coal, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. Switch to the area's local energy leader. Switch to Morabito.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Hop in. All roads lead to McDonald's.
Okay, what's the big deal?
Specifically, there are two of them.
All right, impress me.
A doubly delicious double cheeseburger and small fries, $2.50.
Ooh.
Or a six-piece tender, juicy chicken McNuggets and small fries, also $2.50.
That's a nice price. Twice.
AKA, two big deals, one not-so-big price.
Time to get to Mickey D's on the double.
Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
This is your loving reminder to try McDonald's new sirloin third-pound burgers, made with juicy 100% North American sirloin and premium ingredients. But they're only here for a limited time, and if you miss out, you'll never know how incredibly delicious they taste, just like you'll never know how incredible it is to read people's minds.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Or see the inside of the refrigerator after you shut the door.
Dark.
Don't miss the sirloin third-pound burgers at McDonald's, now just $4.99. Better enjoy this loving while it lasts. Price and participation may vary.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. Saturday football on CDO as Unitigo travels over to take on the Delhi Bulldogs in a big division matchup. And we're joined by Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Coach, a big one, as I said, this week against Delhi. And this is in the division, and both teams still fighting for an outside chance at the playoffs. Your thoughts as you head over the hill to take on Delhi?
Well, playoff football starts early for us and for Delhi and some of these teams. We got to win out to have a chance. And Delhi, you know, much improved throughout the season. They do some things on offense really well that we're concentrating on. Defensively, I think we're getting better as the year goes on. And hopefully, offensively, we can put together a good game plan and, you know, go out there and score some points this week. And hopefully, we can battle with them, and it'll be a good game for both teams.
With the mid-season coaching change at Delhi, it seems like they've gone maybe a little bit from the spread offense, the passing attack that they had early in the year, and then I had a chance to do their game here on CDO against Walton last week, and they ran the ball a lot. Does that present, you know, special problems for you guys as you prepare?
Well, we've prepared all week for them to run the ball first and throw second. So, but we've also went back into the beginning of the year and planned against the spread that they run, the diamond and the five wide, just in case. But we were hoping to control the running game first. That's what we're mainly concentrating on, and then if they do spread out and have five wide and stuff like that, we've also prepped for that. So, I mean, anything poses a problem if you can't stop it. Hopefully we're ready to go and we can stop it.
Coach Unitigo has had, you know, some injuries this season with Dawson Wilsey, and you look at Kyle Spaulding as well. But in their absence, who are some of the guys that have stepped up to really help out the club this year?
I mean, at the team as a whole, their attitude, first and foremost, has been tremendous. Even though we're 1-4, we go to practice, and we're practicing like we're 4-1, which is huge. But players that have stepped up in those spots, Mike Rose has done a good job, Jared Smith, Jake DeJoy, and then our ends have had good seasons, I feel. Derek Beams has done a good job, and Seth Burnham have done a good job at on the split end side of the ball. So, I mean, we were lucky. We had good numbers in one regard, and that we had some depth there, but it's hard to replace. You know, Kyle Spaulding's a three-year starter, and, you know, Dawson Wilsey had, you know, we expected big things out of him, and he started on defense last year for us as well, and, you know, he was a starting slot. It's hard to, you can't really replace what they do, but we have people in those spots that are doing a good job.
And, Coach, can you give us your thoughts last weekend? A tough one against Deposit Hancock at home. It seems as the season goes on, they are really the class of the division this year. And your thoughts on the look that the Eagles have brought to the division this year?
Well, I mean, number one, they have a lot of experience. And they're strong and big, and they play hard. And, you know, they play to the whistle. Their running attack is the first thing you got to try to shut down. I was actually happy with our defense last week. I thought we did a decent job. I think we're getting better as the season goes on. But I thought we did a pretty good job against what they want to do. Offensively, we struggled, and that hurt us last week. So, but, you know, right now, I mean, you know, as it stands now, they are the team to beat in the division, for sure. And they do some, you know, they run the ball well, and they have some other things on offense they do well. Defensively, they're a matchup problem for a lot of teams because they have athletes out on the edge, and they're strong inside. So they have the complete, you know, package right now.
Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney, thanks for joining us as we get set for Unitigo and Delhi, and good luck today.
Thanks.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back. Unitigo and Delhi on Saturday Football on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. With locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton Green, Davenport, and New Hartford, Catskill Shed is close by no matter where you call home and loves to support our local athletes. Right now, Catskill Shed is offering special pricing on a 10x14 lofted barn with 29-gauge metal roofing, including a 30-year warranty on the roof. Built from water-sealed quality lumber, this shed has a lifetime warranty against termites and fungal decay. No New York State permit is required. Stock and ready for free delivery and set up by our expert driver. Just $2,740 to buy today or finance it for only $126.85 a month plus tax. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005. For special pricing, find Catskill Shed Company on Facebook.
This great deal on this backyard outfitter's shed won't last long. Call Catskill Shed today.
We're specialists in
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here at halftime from Dave Kelly Field, live at Delaware Academy. Today, our halftime score, 19-13, Unitigo on top of Delhi here on the road this afternoon. Welcome into the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 85 years. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Nice interview there with Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney. I think he's got to be pleased with this first half here. A close ball game. Unitego maybe had some chances to pull away, but Delhi hanging tough.
Yeah, they definitely are. It's what we kind of expected at the beginning, that it was going to be a hard-fought game. Both teams landed on the line because they know that they both have to win out if they want a chance at that wild card spot.
Yeah, again, looking at the playoff system here, of course, the top two from each of the divisions in Class D will make the playoff, and then they'll have two wild cards from the three divisions. So if you're Delhi, if you're Unitego, you're hoping you can win out with today and then the game next week, and then hopefully punch your ticket with a wild card spot. If you're Unitego, you have Delhi today. You're at Unadilla Valley next week. Boy, if you're Delhi, it doesn't get any easier. Unitego today at Deposit Hancock to end the season next week. So certainly tough, but you never know week to week in the local football standings.
Absolutely, you know, and we're just talking about it earlier, the UV playing the Walton Warriors today over in UV.
Yeah.
And they were ahead 12-0.
Yep.
I would have expected that right off the bat, but we got an update on that now.
26-20, Unadilla Valley still ahead down the road at Walton as they come up on halftime. So, boy, you just never know. You don't expect that, especially on a Saturday in Walton, but great job by the Storm, at least for the first half.
Yeah, make that trip and go into the hostile territory of the Warriors in Walton and be leading late in the game. That's not a bad thing to do.
No, but from the updates I was getting, it sounds like the Dawson Beers train was starting to get some steam behind it there, and he was having some nice runs to set up some Walton scores. So that'll be tough for Unadilla Valley in the second half.
That's a good car to get on right there.
Certainly is. So again, our halftime score here, 19-13, Unitego on top of Delhi. And boy, we were talking about the colors of the trees here today, the leaves, just a perfect day for football. One of our sponsors here for local football this year is Hot Rods Barbecue from Otigo, and I hope some people are taking advantage of the special that he's having this season. If you want to come to a game like today, Hot Rods Barbecue will bring all the food to you. You could have a little tailgate right in the parking lot at the game, and with playoffs coming up, a couple weeks left of the regular season for Class C and D, take advantage of that, folks. Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo, you can call them up. All you got to do is show up to the game. He'll bring it right to wherever you're going to be. You can have pulled pork, baked beans, beef brisket, anything like that. So one of our fine football sponsors thought I'd bring it up today since it's a Unitego game. Say the Spartans are playing somewhere. Maybe they make the playoffs. You want to have a little barbecue, make sure you get a hold of Hot Rod's Barbecue in Otigo.
What about Hot Rod bringing some up here to the press box?
I was thinking just that. You know, why isn't he here serving right now? I think, you know, some
perfect time.
When I was announcing college hockey, they'd have a full buffet ready for you. I was thinking he'd be here with a full spread for me, but nope, not yet. So maybe if we do that Unitego UV game next week,
there you go,
he'll bring us some food. So, and that's perfect too. If you're going over to Unadilla Valley next week, you want to bring some food for the friends and family, Hot Rod's Barbecue of Otigo can certainly make that happen. And we want to say thanks to all our football sponsors throughout the year that really make this possible, especially some special Delhi sponsors we've gotten on board this year that have allowed us to come over here. We've done three games from Delhi this year, and that's certainly a nice treat for us.
Yeah, it's, you know, you never think about coming over here because it was always the Walton station would always cover some of the games and stuff like that. And, you know, and when I heard that WCDO was coming over here, I said, you know what, that might be a nice trip to make over here. And then you got the gorgeous, gorgeous drive over here today. And we're witnessing a great game, and I'm sure the second half is not going to let us down either.
It just seems like every other year now, on the way the schedule falls with D, next year Delhi will be at BG, they'll be at Unitego. That's where we caught them last year, so just wanted to return the favor. So we'll take a quick break. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can call them today. It's getting to be that time of year. 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get the third quarter started for you. Unitego leads Delhi 19-13 at the break here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-4122.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back once again to Dave Kelly Field here at Delaware Academy in Delhi. Again, a beautiful fall day for football here as we get set for the start of the second half. Unitego on top of Delhi 19-13 in a division game here in Class D. Again, as we talked about during our halftime report, both teams still an outside chance of getting into the playoffs, and they would need to win out for this game and then next week as well. So certainly a lot on the line here for the second half, and as we expected, a good back-and-forth battle here. Unitego got off to a great start, first play of the game. They recover a fumble, and then Josh Firebend runs a 50-yard touchdown. Other touchdowns in the first half by Zach Youngs and Mike Rose, but really battling back, the Wildcat has worked well for Delhi, and a long pass from Austin Beattie into Connor Giaffi, who's the normal QB, put them right into a good position, and Giaffi was able to punch it in for a quarterback keeper. Therefore, Delhi right before the halftime break. So Delhi certainly, you know, not going away quietly here at home.
No, they definitely are here to show that they're the team that, you know, that the fans want them to be. You know, and they're not going to quit here. They're playing an old Southeast rival, you know, against the Spartans, and they're going to make sure that this senior day is a positive one for the Bulldogs.
So Delhi is going to kick off to Unitego, and the Spartans will be going right to left to start things off in the second half. They're in the white uniforms, the black pants with the green trim with the U on the side of the white helmet. Delhi is in the all maroon with the white trim, the white helmet with the DA logo on the side. And I'd like to mention, too, that Delhi gets a couple of players, I believe it's five or six players, from Davenport this year, from Charlotte Valley. And, you know, they got 20 guys dressed today, so the guys from Davenport really make the difference here for Delhi.
Possibly the reason they're playing 11-man football because of those guys from Davenport.
Well, it's been a nice little connection, and it's only going to last a year or two because Davenport was just down on their numbers. They don't have boys soccer this year. Those guys were able to come over and join the Delhi Bulldogs, and hey, that's great for them because they're going to be in the MAC championship against Green next Friday right here at the Legion Fields in Delhi. So that connection's obviously worked out well as well. So Delhi is going to kick off here to Unitego. Rofes is back to receive, but we'll see if it gets that deep or if the Bulldogs maybe a little trickery here. We'll see. Never know. We've seen some onside kicks. Unitego tried one to start the game, so let's see what Delhi does here. Start of the third quarter. Now they'll just boot it away, and this one will go right to Rofes for Unitego. Fields at the 20. Now to the 25 to the 30. Back up to the 35. Nice little 15-yard return there for Bryden Rofes of Unitego.
Yeah, and he made no bones about it. He just ran right straight up the field. He didn't try to cut or do anything. He said, come and get me, guys.
So start of the third quarter, Unitego with a 19-13 lead here on the road at Delhi on an absolutely spectacular day here. We're overlooking the valley here around Delhi. You can see SUNY Delhi on the far side of the hill. Just a perfect day to come out and watch some football here, folks. Thanks for joining us. If you're out of the area on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Firebend's going to fire one down to Jake DeJoy, just through his hands. Would have caught that one at about the Delhi 40. Nice little trickery on the play, but DeJoy can't bring it in for Unitigo.
Yeah, that's something that we saw right there that might show up later on, because that was a fake screen to number 81, and then DeJoy just ran a fly pattern down the sideline just a little bit too far outstretched. Just couldn't bring it in.
81 is Derek Beam, 6'5", so you know they got to keep an eye on him, and that allowed DeJoy to get free. So now here's 2nd and 10, and they'll run it with Youngs, and maybe a pickup of one or two on the play. It'll bring up a 3rd and long here for Unitigo. Ball is about on the 34 or 35-yard line here.
Tough yard right there. Tough, tough yard for that young man.
Really met the pile there, and I'd say that Delhi certainly has a lot of size with the Kraft brothers there, Nate and Rich on the D-line, and That's certainly a tough place to run from time to time. So 3rd and 8 here, ball on the 36. Firebend in the shotgun, back to throw. Looking to his left, throws for Beams down the side of the field. Beams just has it knocked out of his hands there by Connor Gioffi at the last second there. Gioffi looked like he just was able to punch it free, as it looked like Beams was going to come down with it.
Yeah, I was going to say that was, at first I was going to say, wow, that kid just never located the ball or anything, but he watched the eyes of the receiver, and as soon as the receiver put his hands up and got the ball, he put his hands up in between and knocked it away. Great play by number 18.
So 4th and 8, and Firebend will punt one away. Brannigan is going to field this one for Delhi, going left to right. He's at the 25 to the 30, cuts back at the 35, still on his feet, up to the 40, now to the 45 before he's brought down here by Unitigo. So nice play, and now a flag on the play. I think this one's going to go against Delhi,
yeah,
as Bedient was tied up in there with Josh Hulbert, and a little extracurriculars after the whistle.
Yeah, and of course, like we said before, it's always the second guy that gets caught, and that's exactly what happened right there.
So we'll see. This one will go against Delhi, as we said. So we're a minute into the third quarter. Unitigo goes 4 plays and has to punt. Delhi will take over, but we'll see where the ball is spotted here. Looks like it's going to be at about the 45, unless they walk this one off. And the officiating crew will walk it off. Boy, and this is going to go from the 45 all the way back to just about the 34, 35-yard line here for Delhi. So they lose 10 yards on the play.
Yeah, and it was, I'm not quite understanding. I think the referee showed holding, but it looked like it was going to be an unsportsmanlike type thing because it was after the play, but they did mark off holding yardage, so first and 10.
The hold is called. Maybe Delhi got away with one there at the bottom of the pile. So now it's a little pitch out to Cumpston here on first and 10 for Delhi. Can he make the edge? He does, to the 40, to the 45, before being knocked out of bounds here by the Unitigo defense and Mike Rose.
Cumpston had a real nice block provided for him by number 11. Brannigan on the end that got him another 5 yards. Great little option play right there.
So we're just over a minute into the third quarter here. Delhi with the ball. Game clock is running down to 10:50 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads Delhi 19-13. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting today here in Delhi. Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney studios. As we bring you the rest of this one, a handoff to Cumpston. Slips on the play in the backfield before he's brought down there by Anthony Lynn as well for Unitigo.
Yeah, he looked like he had a good head of steam, and then all of a sudden his foot just slid out from underneath of him.
So this is going to be a gain of one there for Cumpston. 10:20 to go, third quarter. Delhi trying to steal some of this momentum back. This will be a 2nd and 9 here for the Bulldogs. Ball is on the 44. Now the handoff to Bedient, gets to the 50, and he's brought down by the Unitigo defense. So 10 minutes to go here, third quarter, 19-13 the score. Delhi moving the ball forward here, and this is going to be about a third and 8 here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, tough distance right here, but they're in the middle of the field, so just into Unitigo territory.
Actually down to a 3rd and 6 now, so he picked up a couple extra yards. Gioffi, the little pitch to the far side for Cumpston. Gioffi took a big hit. Cumpston again tripped up on the play. I think he might be short of the first.
Yeah, I think he is too, and I'll tell you what, he had a lot of green in front of him if he could have kept his feet there. He had a real nice block again on the end. They're running that little option play again, and the quarterback's making a nice pitch. He's taking the defensive end to him and the defensive end flex him, and he's making the pitch to the tailback. Really, really good play right there.
Fourth and one coming up here for Delhi. Comes down to 9 minutes to go, third quarter. Gioffi, maybe another QB sneak here. Let's see when they only need the yard. Here's the snap. He'll drive forward, and he'll pick up the first down here for the Bulldogs. I'd say he got two or three on the play there for Delhi.
Yeah, the first time they did that, he ran it for 6 inches because that's all he needed for the six.
Well, this time he picks up the first down, and Delhi going left to right in the maroon and white is into Unitigo territory. They're at the 41. 8:50 to go, third quarter, and the Spartans leading the Bulldogs 19-13. And we'll see. We've seen a lot of Gioffi under center here to start the third quarter, but you know, maybe we'll see some more of the Wildcat here. Is again, Delhi really switching it up throughout the contest today.
And actually, they're running that option out of like a little shotgun kind of look.
And here's Beating again in the Wildcat, and the counter back to Cumpston to the 40, and rocking his way forward up to about the 36 here for the Bulldogs.
Good little tough run right there for a positive of 4 yards.
So 8:15 to go here, third quarter. 19-13 to score. Unitigo on top of Delhi on the road here today at Delaware Academy. Thanks for joining us. Maybe you couldn't make it over the hill to the contest today, so glad to bring this for all of our Unitigo listeners back home. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, wherever you might be out there listening today. Here's a quarterback keeper in the Wildcat for Beatty. It lowers his head, and this is going to be a flag on the play to the left side as he worked his way up to about the 35.
Yeah, we have a flag on the play. It looks like it was thrown by the umpire, so usually that's holding.
See what the call is here. We'll be a holding against Delhi here, so that will back them up, and it'll remain second, but it's going to be probably about a second and 12, I'd say. 7:51 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leading 19-13. Unitigo had four plays and then punted, and Delhi has had a couple of nice runs here to get the ball into Unitigo territory, but now a second and 14 after the penalty.
And we talk about it all the time, those momentum killers. They had a nice little drive going there, and they were doing pretty good and got some positive yards, but that penalty pushes them back and makes them have a long distance at second down.
Second and long here for the Delhi Bulldogs. They hand off to Brannigan. He can't get to the edge, and he just meets a sea of white and black and green over there. Maybe gain a two on the play.
They actually pulled him forward, so the defender from Unitigo made a nice hit, but he lost his legs, and when he lost his legs, he pulled back and gave the running back from Delhi a couple extra yards.
Third and 13 coming up for the Delhi Bulldogs. 7:20 to go here in this third quarter. Unitigo leading 19-13. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here today. Boy, this is a tough situation for the Bulldogs to be in, Tim. Third and long.
Yeah, it is a long distance.
So here is Gioffi. He's got his heels right on the 50-yard line. Looking to throw. He's got some pressure and almost picked off here by Unitigo. A little miscommunication there between Gioffi and Brannigan for Delhi.
Yeah, the route wasn't they didn't have the same route in mind there, and it almost was picked off by the Spartans.
Jake DeJoy making a nice play on that one, but it just bounced before he could get to it. So now Delhi on 4th and 13 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Looks like they'll punt it away here with Gioffi, but always some trickery perhaps in the bag. He's also the QB, so we'll see. DeJoy is back to receive. Gioffi will punt it away. And this one is high in the air, bounces at the 20, takes a Delhi bounce, flag on the play. Ball down to the 12 before the Bulldogs will down it right there. We'll see what the flag is, though.
You got good eyes, because I never even saw the flag.
Well, it was thrown way back here at the 40.
I know, but I was like, he saw a flag? I don't see a flag out there.
Good to have good eyes in this industry.
Yes, it is.
So the flag's at the 40, and we'll see what the call is from the white hat. It's going to go against Delhi again, Tim. Looked like a holding call against
guess,
the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's what they're...
So now Unitigo has a choice here, I believe, what they would like to do.
Yeah, I think I would make them kick it again just because they're going to get the ball at the 12 if they don't.
And it took a nice bounce there for Delhi off the Connor Gioffi punt. And we'll see if the Bulldogs have to punt here again or if Unitigo's going to have to start from deep. So we'll see what the Zebra crew decides here. They're putting the ball at about the 15 here. This is where Unitigo will start, apparently. So 6:52 to go, third quarter. 19-13 the score, and this is where looks like Unitigo is going to start, or they're going to take it from the spot. They're going to walk it off 10 yards up to about the 21. So the ball went down to the 12,
yeah.
And they'll take it from the spot there and mark it off to about the 21.
Yeah, there was a lot of confusion going on there, and I still don't think they still have it quite right yet.
So
they don't think they do.
Zebra Crew having a little conference here, as sometimes they need to do to sort things out from time to time. I don't envy their job.
Oh,
that has
goodness.
To be certainly a tough situation to be in from time to time, because there's so many little rules to know.
Yeah, there are, and they have to, you know, they're all trying to figure out, you know, was it possession? Okay, so they're calling the holding against Unitigo now.
So they've switched the holding from Delhi to Unitigo. So that's going to, all the steps that he just marked off, he's going to mark them back.
Yeah.
Boy, I hate to laugh, but this is comical at some points. 6:50 to go here in this third quarter. 19-13 the score. First and 10 for Unitigo. And this is going to back them up from the 12 all the way down towards the goal line.
Yeah, it should be about the 6, because I don't think they would have to be half the distance, I think.
So this would start Unitigo deep in their own territory, going right to left. But with a quarterback like Josh Fireben, that could be made up quite quickly. They've been down and pinned against the goal line. This is the third time today.
Yep. So they've had a couple of good punts that have got them pinned back, and they've been able to come out of there. So let's see what they do on this drive.
Ball's on the 8-yard line. They'll have a quarterback keeper to Fireben. Bounces to the outside, avoids two tackles, and he'll get up to about the 10. So a gain of 2, but again, as we've said before, he ran about 25 yards to get 2 as he was going from side to side.
Yeah, he did make a couple of people miss, and it's a good thing, because if he hadn't made a miss, he would have been taken down for a loss.
6:45 to go, third quarter. Unitigo on top of Delhi, 19-13. And this will be a 2nd and 7 for Unitigo. Ball is on the 10-yard line here as they're deep, pinned in their own defensive end. Firebent back to throw. Throws to the right side. A catch here by Mike Rose. A nice little stutter step. Bedient will bring him down, but he's out to about the 19-yard line. Should pick up the first.
Yeah, it looks like he did get the first down distance. So nice little play right there. Catch by Rose, and then he made a nice little cut to get the first down.
Fireben seems to have a real good connection with Rose this year. He's a junior wearing number 8 here for the Spartans, and he's targeted him several times today. Clock running down to 6:25 to go, third quarter. 1st and 10, ball on the 19. Fireben throws to the left side for Jake DeJoy. He's tackled but makes the catch up to the 25, so a gain of a couple of yards for Unitigo.
Yeah, DeJoy caught the ball, and as soon as he caught it, number 11, Brannigan, was there to make the stick.
So DeJoy, a nice catch, and that'll bring up about a 2nd and 5 here, yep, for Unitigo with 6 minutes to go. Third quarter, ball up to the 24 now after the catch by Jake DeJoy. Here's Fireben, hands off, and running right up the middle there was Rolfs for a gain of 2 and a flag on the play again here for Unitigo.
Yep, I'm thinking this one is going to be face mask, because it didn't look like there was anybody, lineman, anywhere near it that could hold. And it was during the tackle, so I'm thinking it's a face mask against the Bulldogs.
5:50 to go, third quarter. Again, we'll see what the call is here. And this will be a 5-yard face mask against the Bulldogs, and this should bring up...
Dana got one right.
You did.
I got one right today.
And it should bring up a first down, and it does, up to the 32-yard line. We get some right up here from time to time. I know we take some heat about that, but 5:45 to go here, third quarter. Unitigo leads 19-13. Fireben back to throw, and he finds a receiver to the far side. I believe that's Rose plugging his way to midfield, and a nice catch there by Mike Rose, and some yak, as you'd like to say, yards after the catch there, up to the Bulldog logo on the 50-yard line.
Refusing to go down. I mean, he just absolutely would not be tackled there. Really nice effort by that young man.
5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Another first down here. Unitigo started near their own goal line, and now they're at midfield going right to left. A catch by DeJoy. He's got two tacklers draped all over him, and maybe a pickup of 1 or 2 before he's driven back here by the Bulldogs defense. Cumpston was right in there, as well as Eric Merwin.
Yeah, Merwin made a really nice play there. Looked like DeJoy was going to get a good positive gain, but the Bulldogs came in numbers and stopped him, and for a real short one, maybe a yard.
5 minutes to go now in this third quarter. Going to be a 2nd and 9 for Unitigo as they come to the line. And again, Firebend in the shotgun. Drops back, looks to his right. He's going to throw. Passes over the middle for Burnham. A nice catch at the 35 before he's brought down by the Bulldogs defense. Enough for a Unitico first down.
Really nice throw and catch right there. And I'll tell you what, as soon as he's getting tackled, the second guy in is just looking for the ball. They're trying to strip the ball out, and I'll give a lot of credit to Burnham for being able to hang on to the ball right there.
Had to jump to catch that ball and made a nice snag to bring it down, and a first down for Unitico. 4:35 to go in this third quarter, and Unitico, same score as it was at halftime, folks. Unitico leading Delhi 19-13, live here today from Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. Firebend, the Unitico QB, will hand off to Rofes up the middle, and a gain of three, brought down at about the 32 as he ran into a wall of maroon and white.
Rofes just really shifty, you know. I mean, he gets in there with the big guys, and he kind of hides behind them and then just makes a little cut, and he gets a nice little positive gain.
Second and eight for Unitico. Firebend again. Looks right, goes back left, and now flushed out of the pocket to the right side. He's at the 40, directing traffic, throws one, and just off the fingertips there of Rose, I believe, on that far side. Boy, Firebend in traffic, trying to direct things, and Rose just couldn't come down with it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, when he saw Firebend rolling out to the right, actually sprinting out to the right, he started waving his hands, telling him to go deep, and he did, and he followed it and just got his hands on the ball.
Third and eight now for Unitico. Rose is going to take a quick breather, and so Jared Smith comes back in. Third and eight now for Unitico. Firebend looks down to the wristband for the play, and a flag on the play here. Looks like we're going to have a false start against Unitico. So 19-13 to score. Unitico still ahead of Delhi. No, this call, I believe, is going to go against Delhi. And so this is going to help out Unitico on this third and eight. This will be an offsides call here against the Bulldogs. It's going to be third and three, so a five-yard pickup there. Boy, penalties, we talk about it all the time. Delhi had Unitico just where they wanted them.
Mm-hmm.
And now a third and short with the ball in the 27. Unitico's in Delhi defensive territory. Firebend on third and three looking for Beams. Fingertip catch. Was he in? No, out of bounds. As he was trying to tiptoe along the line there and just couldn't pull it in. No flag. Flag on the play. Good coverage there by Delhi. This would bring up fourth down and the call.
It is actually offensive pass interference on number 81.
Just a little bit too much of a push-off, I guess, as Merlin was in good coverage there for the Bulldogs. 3:41 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, and I think you definitely have to take this and push them back even though you're giving them the down again, because it's so close to a first down if you don't. And they're definitely, you would think, are in four down territory. They're not going to punt from there.
So Unitico.
And they don't have Mr. Volk on their team.
No, the kicker last night, Tanner Volk from Tioga.
Oh, my goodness.
Kicked that 36-yard field goal in the wind last night, and we saw him at halftime kicking some bombs as well. So third and three now. Actually, no, it's going to be much more than that here for Unitico. They drop back. Here's Firebend directing traffic again. He's looking for the back of the end zone here. Lofts one up looking for Burnham, and he's tripped up. I don't see a flag on the play here, so this will bring up fourth down for Unitico.
No, I'm not sure what the number is on that defender from Delhi, but he had absolutely perfect position and did not give it up. Giving up a lot of height, but he did not give up that inside position. Nice play, young man.
Looked like Hitchcock and Gillespie, kind of a tag team over there. I think it was Gillespie, though, who had the very nice coverage over there. So this is going to bring up fourth and eight, as it was just third and eight for Unitico. And we'll see what they decide to do here, Tim. 3.5 to go.
That penalty, they may punt. You never know. I mean, it's on 35. I would think that if they have a sideline kick, to kick it out of bounds, but they're in formation to play.
And they'll go for it here. Firebend rolls to the right, steps into the pocket, avoids some traffic. He's going to take off. He's at the 35, down to the 30. Stutter step. He's got the first down to the 20 before being pushed out of bounds by Brannigan. Fourth and eight, and Josh Firebend gets it done with his legs.
Rolls right. Deposit. Delhi loses the contain on that side, and Josh just took advantage of it and ran for the first down. Good play.
Looked like they had him. Looked like they had him, and then just the stutter step probably picked him up an extra 5 yards.
Yeah, he set him up. He made him think he was going to cut back inside, so the Bulldog kind of came up a little bit, and he ran right by him.
First and 10 for Unitico. They're on the Delhi 20 going right to left. A handoff for Rofes. Picks up about three as he runs into the D line there for the Bulldogs.
Good Good hard yards right there by the end kid.
Rolfe's just a junior here doing a nice job. Actually, no, he's a senior this year, excuse me. And making the most out of his contest here today against Delhi. Second and seven. Firebent drops back, throws to the left side, caught by Beams, into the back of the end zone, touchdown, Unitigo. He finally connects with Derek Beams, and it's good for six.
Yep, number 81 right in the middle. Hit him right between the 8 and the 1, and easy touchdown for the Spartans.
Beams cutting from left to right, finds it across the middle, and Unitigo now leads 25-13, 2:54 to go, third quarter. And we'll see if Unitigo kicks the extra point or if they'll go for two as they get the instructions there from the sideline. Looks like they're going to go for two here.
Yeah, that would give them a two-score lead.
And so Fireben steps in here, looking for two. He's got three wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Snap from Fireman. He's got some pressure coming from Cumpston. Avoids the pressure, throws, tipped, and now into the hands there of Jake DeJoy. And a broken play is good for 2 points for Unitigo.
Yeah, that ball was bouncing around. It looked like the Plinko chip right there, bouncing around in the end zone, and DeJoy grabbed it out of the air.
And so
successful conversion.
Unitigo with the successful conversion, as Tim said, leads 27-13, 2:54 to go here, third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Live Saturday Football here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Unitigo with a touchdown catch by Derek Beams leads 27-13 on the road here at Delhi. 2:54 to go, third quarter. And Josh Fireben will kick off here. And this is a bouncing kick that gets past Sean Gillespie. Rolls all the way down to the goal line. He's going to pick it up and then kneel down. And that's where Delhi will get things started here. So a nice play there by Gillespie to go back and pick that up. And they'll start up at their own 20.
Yeah, he had to go a long ways to get that. Did he kick that left-footed?
He did. It looked like he did. So 27-13, we were joking before that he is able to kick with that left foot, and we thought that was just a one-time deal. Apparently not.
Well, when he punts, he does the rugby style, and it's always to the right side. So it just made me think about, what the heck did I just say? He just kicked that with his left foot.
27-13. Unitigo on top, and Josh Fireben, you never know what he's going to pull out of his bag of tricks. So now Delhi with the ball. Here's Giaffi in the shotgun, throws to the far side, and this one just through the hands of his receiver to the far side there. And that was just a tough one there for Corey Koff as he couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, Corey Koff had a lot of room to run right there if he could have hung on that ball.
Second and 10 coming up for the Bulldogs. 2:48 to go, third quarter. You have to wonder if... You know, if Delhi can get a long drive here deep in this quarter, maybe start of the fourth quarter, cut it back to a one-score game, still a lot of football left to be played.
Absolutely a lot of football.
Make sure he's onside.
27-13, Unitigo on top of Delhi here at Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. The little pitch to Cumpston here, the running back for the Bulldogs. He's roped out of bounds at the 25. Game clock continuing to run down to 2:35. Pickup of a couple of yards on the play.
That was that option look again, and they just pitched it out to Cumpston, and he made a nice little play. And I'll tell you what, they're getting really good blocks by their wide receivers on the outside.
Third and six coming up for Delhi. Ball is on the 24. Delhi's in the maroon with the white trim today, and the white helmet with the maroon DA on the side. Unitigo is in the white tops with the black pants and the green trim, with the new U symbol that they've been using the last few years on the side of their helmets. Here's a quarterback keeper for Giaffi, and he's brought down by Unitigo. Somebody got a hold of the jersey. I think that was Jacob Morrison to pull him down.
And it was actually a sleeve of the jersey, so it was the last little piece of thread that he could grab, but he got it and held on.
Just got it with a fingertip there to hold on. So 1:50 to go on the game clock. Fourth and five now for Delhi. Boy, Tim, I think you got to punt it away in this situation.
Yeah, I think so. I think you got to... get rid of the ball, flip the field if you can.
So here is Gioppi. He will punt, and Jake DeJoy standing back on his own 45 here, and now it's a little broken play, and Gioppi's going to try to throw, and he gets it up to Koff. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. So a broken play. I don't think that was on purpose. It was just a bad snap, and Gioppi is able to find Koff.
Yeah, I think I don't know. It looked like they had a guy in the pattern anyway, so I think it might have been designed a little bit, but I think the snap did change the way it should have been done.
Snap was rolling to Gioppi, and it's handy when you have your punter, who's also your quarterback, and he was able to find a receiver. First down there for the Bulldogs, so they'll keep the drive alive here, and the ball's up to the 40-yard line with 1:05 to go third quarter. And now they'll go back to the Wildcat here. Brannigan is in motion, and Bedient will hand it off to Cumpston back to the right side. Unitigo has been fooled by that a few times, but not on that one. Maybe a pickup of one tackle there by Burnham.
Yeah, I think they've got that play in their heads that that's what's going to happen when Bedient goes back into the Wildcat, is they're going to run that little counter play with Cumpston.
Unitigo leads 27-13. Game clock is ticking, and it's down to 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here's Bedient again in the Wildcat. See if he's got Gillespie in motion now for the Bulldogs. Direct snap, Bedient's going to throw. Has Gioppi open. Gioppi comes down with it. Good coverage there by Jared Smith, but Gioppi is able to pull it down. Gets to the 35-yard line with 25 seconds to go in the quarter.
Wow, that's all I can say. That was a fantastic catch. I mean, he went up, high-pointed the ball, all with just the two hands, with a guy draping off of him, and made a great, great catch.
Nice catch there, and a equally as nice throw there from Austin Bedient, guys who normally is a running back, not afraid to get in there and throw the ball. Game clock's down to 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. First and 10, Delhi going left to right. Last play of the quarter coming. Here's a little keeper here from Bedient. Plows his way forward up to the 30, and that's going to do it for the third quarter here, folks. Unitigo scores the only points in the third quarter on a catch by Derek Beams. Unitigo leads Delhi 27-13. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. Fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here from Delhi. Unitigo and Delhi. A great matchup in the division today. Unitigo comes in with a 27-13 lead into the fourth quarter, Tim.
Yeah, that's then we start off the fourth quarter, and it's that little counter play with Cumpstein again, and it's good for a first down for the Bulldogs. They're going to have the ball first and 10. On the Unitigo 25-yard line.
So this would be a big momentum gainer here for the Bulldogs if they could score on this drive to start the fourth quarter. Gillespie is in motion. Here's Bedient, hands off on the counter to Cumpston, and Unitigo's got that one figured out. Is a big tackle in there by 74, Brian Gladding there for Unitigo.
One of these times I'm thinking that number two Gillespie is going to grab the ball and he's going to go around the end because he's
got some speed.
Yeah, he definitely has some speed. And the other thing is he's running the fake all the time.
And he returns punts too, so we know he's got that ability. And here he comes to the left side, and the handoff to Gillespie, and he's brought down again just by the sleeve there. Jake DeJoy, a nice job there to bring him down.
And we have a flag on the play.
And we're thinking, we've heard up here in the press box that they think it might be another face mask, but it's going to be holding, and this one's against Delhi. So this was going to be just second and one. Now it's going to back them up. So start of the fourth quarter here, folks. Unitego on the road, leading 27-13 with 11 minutes to go in the contest. Make sure to stay tuned for the post-game show as well. We'll have our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands, as well as the Catalog Outlet.
Momentum killer possibly right there. They had a nice little thing going on, and now all of a sudden here they're back second and 24.
Boy, this is going to be second and long here for Delhi, and they're going to start on their own 39, and they started the drive up on the 25, and now flag on the play here, and we'll see who jumped. Will it be Delhi? Will it be Unitego? See what the officials say. This one's going to go against Delhi.
I'm guessing the only person that didn't know the snap count on that play was the center, because everybody on the Bulldogs moved and the ball did not.
So 10:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego leads 27-13. This is going to be a second and 29 now for the Bulldogs. So a drive that got them down to the 25. Now they're all the way back out to the 43 here, Tim.
Yeah, two big penalties, and like you said, Nate, they're definitely second down in a country mile.
Boy, look at the out-of-town scoreboard real quick. Walton leads UV down the road in Walton, 28-26. So we'll keep an eye on that for you as well. And now Gioffi trying to throw out into the flat on the right side for Beattie, and incomplete, brings up a huge third and long.
I think he had to throw that pass a little quicker than they wanted to. I mean, he actually had to throw that ball because of pressure from the Unitego Spartans. I didn't get the number, but somebody busted right through the line and took on his blocker and got the blocker right into the face of the quarterback.
10.5 to go here, fourth quarter, from Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. 27-13 the score. Unitego on top of the Bulldogs. Gioffi under center. Two wide receivers, including Brannigan, split out to the right, one to the left. And here's the snap. Gioffi back at midfield. He's got Burnham coming towards him. Throws over the middle, almost picked off by Youngs of Unitego, but it falls down to the turf. And this will be fourth and long.
Yeah, and then you've got to be thinking they're punting here. So
a promising drive for Delhi. They got them deep into Unitego territory, and now they're pushed back to midfield, and they'll have to punt away to Jake DeJoy here on the Unitego offense. Boy, so again, Tim, we talk about it all the time. It's just some penalties hurting, but now it looks like Delhi might give it a go here. DeJoy's going to come back in to play defense. 10:25 to go, fourth quarter. It's a fourth and 29 here, Tim, and
it's a long ways.
Gioffi is going to wait for the snap, and now we'll have a whistle on the play, and looks like we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Bulldogs, so I think they wanted to think that over. We'll take a timeout as well. Unitego 27, Delhi 13, 10:25 to go, fourth quarter, from Delaware Academy. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
10:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's going to be a fourth and 29 now for Delhi. They have the ball in the Unitego 43 going right to left. And will they punt it away here, or are they going to continue to go for it?
Definitely in punt formation.
And now Gioffi will punt it away. Unitego with nobody back deep. This one's going to take a Delhi bounce, and it goes out at about the 10-yard line. That's where Unitego will take over.
Effective kick. You know, I mean, you definitely turn the ball over on down there. They're out about at the 35 with the 10-yard gain. You know, so that's a good play. I mean, they pinned the Spartans back at 10 yards. They got to go 90 yards for a touchdown.
Now, if you're the Bulldogs, can you stop Josh Firebend in this Unitego offense? Still 10 minutes here in the fourth quarter. You got some time, but you need to stop here.
Yeah, you definitely need a three and out here and get a good possible return on the punt if they do punt.
Unitego leads Delhi 27-13 here from Dave Kelly Field. Great day for football here. Just a nice October afternoon. The colors on the hills around here look very, very nice. And a beautiful sunshiny day here in Delhi. They'll hand off to Mike Rose back to the left side, tackled by the Delhi defense. Maybe a gain of one, and boy, guess who? That's the Kraft brothers right there for Delhi to bring them down.
Yeah, they haven't run that side very much today, and I'll tell you what, there's probably a reason they don't do that.
Boy, I don't blame them. The Kraft brothers, Nate and Rich, certainly a force to be reckoned with on the O-line and the D-line for Delhi. So this is going to be a second and 10, 9:55 to go fourth quarter. Firebend looking to throw, flushed out of the pocket there by Nate Kraft, runs to the left side, and it's blocked down as Firebend tried to let it go. So an excellent play there by the Delhi defense. Boy, it was the Kraft brothers again.
Yeah,
that was
it was.
Nate Kraft and Rich Kraft really flushing him out of the pocket.
And I can't believe how far that young man ran to do that. I mean, he chased them a long ways, and then Firebend looked like he was going to turn it up, and when he let go of the ball, the guy knew he wasn't getting to him, so he just jumped up and batted it down.
Third and nine coming up here for Unitego. Ball on their own 11 as they go left to right. And Delhi trying to hold to force maybe this three and out. And they'll hand it off, and this is Youngs up the middle, driving his way forward. A nice run, but he's only going to pick up about three on the play.
Bulldogs look like they might have done what they were looking to do there, is get the Spartans to have a three and out, and they did. And it's bringing up a fourth down and a long three. So more likely they're going to be punting here.
Game clock is continuing to tick down to 9 minutes, 20 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It looks like Firebend will be back to punt this away. Brannigan is standing on his own 45 to our right here for Delhi to receive. Now Fireman's going to throw. Goes to the left side. This one for Beans. He hauls it in. He's at the 50, and now he stepped out of bounds. So, wow, I don't know if that was designed or just happened that way, but they lofted up to the 6'5 Derek Beams, and they moved the chains for Unitego.
I'm guessing somebody made that call on the field.
Yeah.
I'm guessing somebody on the field made that call, and that was probably not what was planned, because that was what I thought it was going to happen, but it worked.
Beams comes up with a big catch that he absolutely had to have, because if that falls incomplete, that gives Delhi excellent field position. So first and 10 now for Unitego, going left to right. They're up at midfield, and they'll have a quarterback keeper here. They fake the handoff with Firebend, cuts back, gets 5-6 yards into Delhi territory and down at the 44.
Yeah, nice little play right there. He had the ball in the belly of the running back in the right at the last minute, just before the guy got to the line. He pulled it back and went around the end.
8:50 to go, fourth quarter. Boy, if maybe if a player called that down on the field, I think you're taking your own life into your
hands. Yeah, that's what I meant by the on-the-field call.
Fourth and down and long on your own 10, and you throw it. Unbelievable there for Unitego.
And Firebend better go and thank Beams for catching that ball.
Second and two here for the Spartans with 8.5 to go. Unitego leads 27-13. And now they'll run it up the middle here with Zach Youngs. Takes a crushing hit as he gets to the 30. Everybody looks like they're going to get back up there, and boy, just a big, big blow there, and a first down, it looks like, for Unitego.
Yeah, he was running really, really wide open and right up the gut, and the safety came up and put a heck of a lick on, and he did get up. For a minute there, we didn't think he was going to get up, but he did. Nice tackle.
That was Austin Hitchcock just gutting it out there after making a huge open field tackle. 8:20 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego leads Delhi 27-13. This is going to be a first and 10 now for the Spartans. And a little running play up the middle here. Maybe a gain of one or two here for Unitego.
Yeah, with the two-score lead, you know, they're gonna take their time. They're going to let the clock run and do what they can. They're in the Bulldog territory right now, so, you know, they don't really have to press here. They're just going to take some time off the clock, play the play clock, and let the game clock run down.
Second and nine coming up here for the Spartans. 7:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitego with a 27-13 lead, and the clock starting to really become the enemy here, the Delhi Bulldogs. Firebend fakes the handoff to DeJoy, rolls to his left, throws. He's got a wide open Derek Beams. Touchdown, Unitego. Beautifully designed play.
Oh, my gosh.
And Beams, the second TD of the day.
Yep. You know, they just, you're thinking they're not going to do something like that, and they do. That was a big call by the Unitego Brain Trust.
7.5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Unitego with a 33-13 lead, and Beams was wide open by at least 5 yards there.
Yeah, they ran the little fake like they were going to run the ball, and then Firebend just dropped back couple steps and hit him right in the hands.
And it looks like they'll go for the extra point here. And I think they did that one right in front of the TV cameras over there. I think Channel 12 over there getting some highlights. So maybe the Unitego fans will get to see that later tonight. Here's the snap and up and through. Did it make it? Yes, it did for Unitego. Firebend with the extra point. And the Spartans lead the Bulldogs 34-13 with 7.5 to go in the contest here this afternoon. Live from Delhi, for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7.5 to go here, fourth quarter. Welcome back to Delaware Academy here. A great day in Delhi for football as Unitego now with a 34-13 lead, the second touchdown catch of the day for Derek Beams.
Yeah, real nice throw, real well-designed play by Unitego, and he was wide open, and Firebend did what he does all the time, hit him right in the hands.
So Josh Firebend now will kick off. This one was right-footed, we should note that, Tim. And a flag on the play as it bounces out of bounds.
I think we have offsides first.
So we'll see if maybe Firebend's going to come back and kick this one again here for Unitego. With 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Unitego, a 34-13 lead. And we'll see what Josh wants to do here this time around.
I think that is so funny because listening to the Unitego coaching staff up here right now, and they're going, was that right-footed or was that left-footed? Yeah, they're just as clueless as we are.
Well, looks like he's going to line up and take this one right-footed again. Imagine most people out there, I'd say 99% of people, you give them the wrong foot, and that thing's going to go about 3 yards.
I'd do a header. Yeah. I would trip over my foot and just flop on the ground.
And this one is a right-footed kick, and Delhi will field this one at their own 20, up to the 30-yard line. This is Gillespie, and up to about the 33. Nice little return there for the Bulldogs. That's where they'll start, going right to left.
Yep, nice little play right there by the Spartans. They actually stayed in their lanes and corralled the receiver after a nice little game.
7:17 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here today. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream and our audio archive is courtesy of SFCU. Go back and listen to any of our games from any sport we've done over the last few years. A really nice feature on our website, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. 34-13, Unitego on the road here, leading Delhi. Bulldogs with the ball on their own 32, and they'll hand off to the far side. Burnham trying to bring down the Delhi runner to the far side there. That was Austin Bedient refusing to go down. Maybe a gain of one on the play.
A lot of heart in that kid. He did not want to go down. He just kept running and running and running, and they finally got him going backwards, so they stopped his forward momentum, and the whistle's blew.
Bedient, his senior day here today, said he'll be attending Cortland next year and studying sports management. Really nice guy. Got to know him pretty well before the Walton matchup that week, and just a young man who loves football, that's for sure. And you could see that in that Walton game. He was running people over. Just that Delhi-Walton rivalry, so much fun to watch. And here's Cumpston to the right side now for the Bulldogs, and picks up a gain of three or four on the play. So this will bring up a third and short with 6:25 to go.
Yeah, those rivalries, those next town over rivalries, you know.
Yeah.
They just, doesn't matter what the distance is, how far away it is or whatever, they are always just the toast of the football season.
And that one just goes back so far. You know, two towns here in Delaware County that have just always squared off on the gridiron. So
and have had for years and years awesome programs.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the tradition and the state championships that they bring to the table. A lot of fun for our area, that's for sure. Third and four here for the Bulldogs, and Beattie again driving forward. Needed four, I'd say maybe he got one. With 5:40 to go, fourth quarter, Unitego with a 34-13 lead.
Yep, fourth down on their own 40 for the Bulldogs, and they actually have a real long two to go for the first.
So this will be a fourth and two. At this point, the Bulldogs, you pretty much got to go for it here if you're hoping to get back in this ball game, with the clock continuing to tick down to 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Wrapping up a long weekend of football here. Last night, of course, we had Tioga and Sydney, with Tioga coming out on top of the Warriors there. And today, a great matchup between the Spartans and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's been interesting watching that Tioga team. I'll tell you, I'm really hoping that we get to see that big marquee game at the end of the year.
Delhi with the Wildcat here on the fourth and two, obedient to the left side. Boy, he's going to be very, very close, and we'll see what the officials decide. As yeah, I agree, Tim. Seeing Tioga and Deposit Hancock later in the year would be a heck of a matchup.
And that was, there's only one time that will happen, right?
Yeah, it would have to be sectional finals down in Binghamton. So that would, you know, a couple weeks away, but we'll see. So Unitigo actually makes the stop here on the fourth and two, and the Spartans will take over going left to right on the Delhi 40.
The only bad thing about that is one really, really good football team will have their season end.
Yeah, it's at that time of year, you almost want everybody to just keep going on. And you know, it's tough because somebody's got to go home and somebody gets to move on to the state playoffs. 4:55 to go here in the fourth quarter, 34-13 the score. Unitigo on top of Delhi and the Spartans with the ball. And it looks like Jake DeJoy will come into QB here. I believe that's DeJoy under center. We saw him a couple of weeks ago get some snaps at the QB position against BG, and he's got a quarterback keeper here to the 30, back to the 25, the 20, the joy down to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone for a Spartans touchdown. There is a flag on the play, but we'll see what happens here for Jake DeJoy.
Yeah, I think this one's coming back.
And it, as he was running through a nice little gap at about the 30, that's when the flag came out, so we'll see if this one comes back.
Looks like holding against the Unitigo Spartans, and I'm sure this is going to get marched off 10 yards.
Boy, we saw that last night with a great run by Dawson Backus of Sydney, probably about a 60-yard run that got called back. This one, a 40-yard run for DeJoy, gets called back.
Yep, and, you know, again, I'm obviously it's a three-score game right now, but the thing is that that's just it just takes the air out of you. You know, you just make a great play, you get put six more points up on the board, and all of a sudden, boom, you're back, you know, first and 10 again.
So this will be a first and 10, 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leads 34-13. Jake DeJoy is in at the QB spot now, and we'll have another whistle and a flag on the play, and this will be a false start against Unitigo.
Two in a row,
and this will back the Spartans up. So you go from scoring a touchdown on first and 10 to two straight penalties that are going to back you up to the 45-yard line. So it's going to be a first and 15 now for Unitigo, with a 34-13 lead here for the Unitigo Spartans over the Delhi Bulldogs. Thanks for joining us today. A great day. Hopefully you're able to tune in from time to time, check out the score here, and maybe get some yard work done outside. Great day for all those types of things. As DeJoy will hand off here to Rolfs. He's at the 40 and down to the 36, with the clock continuing to run down to 4:35.
That was pretty neat because Jake put the ball in the belly of the running back, and they kind of rode each other into the line, and then wasn't really sure which one was going to hang on to the ball, and he kind of like delayed his start, but he gave it to Rolfs, and Rolfs made a nice positive gain out of it.
Game clock continuing to tick down here as we get towards 4 minutes to go in the contest. Ball will be on the 37-yard line. Unitigo going left to right. DeJoy is in at the QB spot, waiting for the snap here. He's in the shotgun. DeJoy again fakes the handoff, cuts back, trying to recreate some of that magic that he had on that touchdown that was called back, and he'll only pick up one or two on this one.
Yep, real one or two really hard-earned yards right there, but it'll bring out third down and four for the Spartans.
Well, you wonder, maybe this is a glimpse into the future here, as DeJoy will be back next year, as well as Jared Smith, two guys that could come in and play the QB position. And that, you know, no more Josh Firebend next year, as he'll be graduating this year and really completing a great 3 to 4 year stint here with the Unitigo Spartans. Third and four now, 3:25 to go. Hand off, and the ball is loose, and let's see who falls on top of it. Looks like the Spartans will get it back and a first down. Nice fumble recovery there by Ben Judd.
Yeah, Ben Judd, number 73, is going to get credit for the fumble recovery, but it also gives the Spartans a first down.
Boy, it looked like maybe they were going to be right close to the first, coughed up the ball, and then it looked like Ben Judd fell on it there and was able to recover for Unitego. So clock ticking down to 3 minutes to go in the contest. Unitego leading 34-13.
Yeah, they're just trying to run it out now. You know, they're taking their time coming out of the huddle, getting the plays in and everything, and they're letting the play clock run down to its last five or 3 seconds every time, and then they're snapping the ball.
First and 10 here for Unitego. Ball is on the 29. DeJoy with the handoff here, and to the left side, brought down is Parker Packard for a gain of 2 or 3 yards.
Parker Packard with a nice little positive run there.
And if you look down to our left, Dad, Mike Packard running the gigantic camera that Unitego has this year. The thing goes about 30 feet up in the air, allows them to get some great film of each game that they can break down week to week.
Yeah, Pack and I were talking about it at the beginning, and I said, you running the cam today? And he goes, yep, the sky cam.
Yeah, he usually likes to listen to us while he does it, and he's able to keep up with the game that way while he's filming. So now a 2nd and 8, and we'll have a flag on the play here. Looks like another false start against Unitego that will back them up with 2:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego leading 34-13. And this should set up a big one next week between Unitego and Unadilla Valley for a possible wild card spot in the playoffs. And we'll check for you in the post game to see how UV is faring against Walton. Last check we had, Walton was leading at 28-26 down the road there, down Route 10 in Walton today.
Yeah, that's going to be a big game next week between the Spartans and the Storm. So, you know, there's a lot of games going on that same time, but this one, that one will have the most playoff implications.
Here's DeJoy on 2nd and 13, handing off. Now it's a quarterback keeper, runs to the outside, a stiff arm, nowhere to go, and bounces forward, trying to drive his way for about a yard, and he worked very hard to get that yard.
Yes, he did, and I'll tell you what, we had a little bit of a rugby scrum over there with both teams that time. I mean, they both were over there trying to fight for that extra yard, and they were. Delhi was pushing back, and I think Unitego won that battle and got an extra yard out of it to bring up 3rd down and 10 for the Spartans.
So a 3rd and 10 with a minute 15 to go in the contest, so the Spartans on the road here today will pick up a win against the Delhi Bulldogs. And senior day for the Bulldogs. We appreciate everything they've done for us this year as we've done 3 games over here, one against BG, of course the Delhi-Walton matchup, and then today Unitego and Delhi as we hit 1 minute to go in the contest on this 3rd and 10, and been a very good host to us this year. Here's the snap, and DeJoy will hand off, a run up the middle here, brought down Stephen Andrews for a gain of 2 or 3 here for the Spartans.
Yep, they're going to take their time, I think. I think the officiating crew's taking their time setting the ball. Yeah, it's probably going to have one more snap.
30 seconds to go here, and we'll get our final snap of the game, it looks like, as Jake DeJoy gets the play from the sideline. Down to 20 seconds to go, so we'll have our final play here today as crowd starts to thin out here at Dave Kelly Field. Last play of the game as DeJoy will hand it off here, a little run around the edge for the Spartans. Down to the 20-yard line, a nice pickup here by Zach Grierson, and that should do it for the contest, but 8 seconds will stop on the clock. Looks like we'll run it out, and Unitego will win 34-13 here today.
Yep, and that is the ball game. Spartans win 34-13, just like Nate just said, 21-point victory for the Spartans.
So it was 19-13 at the half. Spartans shut out the Bulldogs in the second half and escape with a 34-13 win. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do our post-game show, our 3 awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, and then we'll let you get back to your day. 34-13 the score. Unitego on top of Delhi. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Design, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet sleep setters, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. One last time here to Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy as Unitigo defeats the Delhi Bulldogs today, 34-13. And we'll do our three awards now, brought to you by the catalog outlet NBT Bank and ACO Brands of Sydney. Before I do that, I'm hoping to get one last check here of the Walton and Unadilla Valley score, which we know was a very close contest. And we'll see. It looks like a 42-32 lead late in the fourth quarter here for the Walton Warriors. So UV got ahead in that game 12-0, but Walton, in typical fashion, weathering the storm, coming back, they lead by 10 late in the fourth quarter.
Making the adjustments at halftime, I guess. You know, we talked about that a little bit. You know, Coach Hoover saw some things that they weren't doing right, and they went in and they corrected it, and they came out and they executed in the second half.
Here's our three awards. We'll start with the Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Give that one to Derek Beams today for Unitigo. Two touchdowns, including that one over in the left corner of the end zone to our right here, was wide open. Just a nice play there and a good pass from Josh Firebend.
Yeah, and one catch he made that probably the play should never have been the play that
sure.
was done, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been a big turnover right there. They would have had the ball inside the Unitigo Spartans 10, and you never know what would have happened from there.
The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Seth Burnham from Unitigo, our award winner there. I just thought early in the game especially, Burnham seemed to be in on every single tackle and really helped set the tone for the Spartans.
Yeah, his engine did not stop all day today. I mean, he was around the ball on every snap.
And finally, the ACO Brands All-Purpose Award, ACO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Jake DeJoy from Unitigo came in, played QB at the end of the game again. I thought he played very well on offense and defense today, made a couple of big, nice catches, and just did an overall good job for Frank McCroney and his crew.
Yeah, Jake's real important for them, and he also is the punt returner as well. So, I mean, he's definitely on all facets of the game. You know, they always say there's the guys that play both sides of the ball. Well, he plays maybe three or four.
And he had that touchdown called back that he ran into. Otherwise, he could have added that to the stat sheet today. So, again, our final score, 34-13. Unitigo with a big one on the road here today, defeating Delhi. We should see Unitigo again next week. I think we'll head over to Unadilla Valley and check out that matchup on Friday night. Should be a great one between the Storm and the Spartans.
Yeah, it definitely should be. And you know, like we said before, Unitigo really does need to win out to even have a chance at that wild card spot. So be interesting to see the Storm play the Spartans next Friday night.
Big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the WCDO studios. Tim, as always, thanks for joining us.
And Nate, thank you very much, and thank you for the nice little trip over here to Delhi today.
Beautiful day to drive over the hill. We hope you're enjoying whatever you're doing. Again, the final 34-13. Unity Eagle defeats Delhi on the road. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great afternoon from WCDO Sports.